Well, the Canadian Opera Company is brimming with excitement as they prepare to launch their winter productions, Janáček's The Cunning Little Vixen and Mozart's Don Giovanni. Here to tell us more about each of these operas is the COC's General Director, Perrin Leach. Good morning, Perrin.
Good morning.
And welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thank you.
Did you have a good trip down here?
Yeah. I took the streetcar and it was very easy, very pleasant.
No snow yet?
No snow yet.
In the forecast. So I understand that Toronto audiences will be seeing a brand new production of Janáček's masterpiece, and it comes to us from the English National Opera. What attracted you to this particular production?
Well, I think the piece itself is the piece that originally I thought we must do. It's about a wonderful storytelling about how man is not as clever as nature and how we are not looking after our planet properly. So it was the piece that first attracted me, and then I started to look for productions. And this piece sets it in a world of not quite the sort of fantasy fairy tale world that sometimes it's set in, but more a realistic world in which, you know, the natural habitat is being rampaged and ravaged by man. Mm. So it just felt very of its time.
Yeah, very timely. Yes. Now, we're lucky to hear once again soprano, seasoned soprano extraordinaire Jane Archibald in the role of Vixen Sharp Ears. But I did a little sleuthing, and you also have cast a new voice in the role of Goldstripe Fox, young mezzo Emma Nikolovska, who is really making a name for herself. Please tell us more about these two remarkable singers.
Well, Jane, as you said, is an audience favorite in COC and is an incredible singer, someone I followed before I was even at COC. And then sometimes you find an absolute gem of someone who you want to bring to your stage. And, you know, it's the great joy of this job is to be able to pick singers and see singers. I've just done a little whirlwind tour around North America, seeing new singers and some who I knew and some who I'm like, oh, they're very exciting. I want them to be seen by COC audiences. So, you know, as you start to put a cast together, and the Forester is an old friend of mine, Christopher Purvis, and when we, you know, when my team and I started talking about how to cast this show, he brings a gravitas and a humor that is really special. So, you know, it's fantastic to put together these jigsaws of casts that will work together.
It's a tapestry of voices, really. And what's lovely, I guess, is to have someone as seasoned as Jane Archibald and then a young newcomer.
Yeah.
To see there must be electricity on stage, I'm sure. Rehearsals start when? Soon?
They start sort of towards the end of December, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I think that's exactly it. I think you talked about chemistry and having the experienced people are ensemble artists. Then people who have been in the ensemble come back. It's an amazing journey of a secular thing of, you know, watching young artists go and then come back into other roles.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the other opera that you are going to be producing or showcasing, rather, is something that, of course, the COC has seen before. It's Mozart's brilliant Don Giovanni, which has lovely tunes like we just heard, but there's also a darkness in that opera. What can audiences expect in terms of this particular production, the cast, and anything exciting or daring that might be happening here?
Absolutely. So this is a production that I first saw at the Royal Opera House a few years ago now. And what I love about it, Giovanni's not a cartoon character. The women are all complicit in being a part of his world, but it's very much, I wouldn't call it a feminist Don Giovanni by any means, but I think there are very much elements there of telling that story from a slightly different perspective.
Yeah.
And he absolutely, there's real clarity at the end. What he's done is wrong. He's going to hell for eternity. But it's also lighthearted and there's a lot of humor in it in terms of the production. It's technology-wise, it's quite heavy. There's a lot of video technology in it.
So it's set in current times?
It's not set in current times. It's sort of the costuming is not current, but the video technology obviously is. So, it's in that world of, like, not 100% sure when it's set.
Right.
Because, again, it's actually a very contemporary story of the man's abuse of power, man's abuse of use of power over women to coerce them into doing things which they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Now, to assemble a cast such as you are doing or have done for Don Giovanni, you know, in Mozart operas, there has to be simpatico, always, always. And there are lots of dames in distress, shall we say. And then there are the fellas. Please tell us about the extraordinary cast that you've assembled.
Sure. Well, you know, we're thrilled to welcome back Gordon Bittner.
Oh.
I mean, Gordon's, again, another, be still a beating heart. But no, Gordon's an amazing artist. And he's now gone on to have this incredible career. both in America but also in Europe. And Paolo Bordogna as a Leporello is someone who came to do it in Houston. And this production has been done now in a number of different places. And Paolo is just, he's so mischievous. He and Gordon, I think, will have incredible incredible chemistry together.
Oh. Yeah. What about the ladies?
The ladies, so I'm delighted that Mane Galoyan is coming to COC for the first time. She's a rising Armenian star.
I've heard, yes.
And she's just fantastic. She was, again, in the Young Artist Programs in Houston. Mm-hmm. And Anita Hartig is a brilliant singer who I've had my own for a long, long time in terms of her career. So you're 100% right, though. Every Mozart opera sits on the quality of its ensemble. So there are moments for every one of them to have their moment in the thing. But the chemistry between the Giovanni and the Leporello has to work.
Yes.
Because if it doesn't, it just becomes a long evening.
Whereas, it does, right? And then also in some Mozart operas, it seems that the light soprano, like Susanna or Despina, should not be discounted, right? Because they're very much part of the plot.
Yeah, very much.
The ever-twisting plot.
Absolutely. And quite often they add the... They come across quite maybe a little simplistic at times,
yes,
but actually are the beating heart of the piece.
Yeah,
in many ways. Yeah, yeah.
Lastly, I wish we could talk for a long time. I've never chatted with you on air, and it's delightful. February is Black History Month, and I remember because I've performed on these, not in Black History Month, but you have a wonderful concert series in the Richard Bradshaw Amphitheatre. What is happening there in February? Just some highlights.
There's a lot of work going on in the Bradshaw. What we try to do is reflect the community we live in. And I think since I've been here, we've really focused that on so that the majority of the programming in the Bradshaw is aimed towards Black History Month, and we'll as we go into future years, we will continue to be building that programming both in the Bradshaw and on the main stage. I think it's incredibly important that we are here to represent all of Toronto, not just a very small section of Toronto that we have up to this point been here for. And that that can come through programming, it comes through the different type of productions.
Yeah.
I think it's really important that we write new work and tell new stories using new voices. So all of those things come together, and the Bradshaw is a great place because you can turn up any time,
yes,
and it's free, and you get to have your lunch, look out over on the city.
And the diversity of the shows or performances is really quite staggering because you have dance, have instrumental music, vocal music, world music, jazz. So
and then we're seeing more of our orchestra as well. So
yes.
The incredible resource that is the COC Orchestra, amazingly skilled and talented players, and they're playing in smaller quartets and brass. It's just inspiring to walk through even when they're just rehearsing. You just hear this music in the building, and that building should be filled with music as much as possible.
And it's a great showcase for the incredible talent that is part of the Canadian Opera Company.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Toronto has some of the most talented artists in the world.
Yes,
and it is a draw for people.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Well, I can't wait to see those two shows in particular. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Perrin Leach, the General Director of the Canadian Opera Company. The Cunning Little Vixen opens January 26th and Don Giovanni on February the 2nd. Run, and I mean run, don't walk, to get your tickets now at coc.ca or call the box office at 416-363-8231. What a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.